Two Guys, One Reel podcast.
G'day and welcome to the Two Guys, One Reel podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, you're in for a treat. You know we're here to talk all things movies, reviews, rankings, deep dives, and of course, the theatre experience itself.
But before we get into all that, we figure you should get to know the guys behind the mic. So today, we're introducing ourselves, sharing our movie taste and giving you an idea what kind of takes you can expect from us. Awesome. So what is Two Guys, One Reel podcast all about? What makes us different and why we believe you should listen to us?
Well, movies have a great power to bring people of all cultures and backgrounds together. Growing up, we're introduced to cartoons, to TV shows, and ultimately movies. And what forms, in our opinion, is a genuine passion.
Yes, even down to the cinemas themselves. That's right, you heard it first. Not sure about what cinemas has the best experience? Then don't worry, we got you covered. I'll be sure to even review the popcorn.
We are hoping to tap in to the goings on in the movie world. What's coming out? What's in development? What are our thoughts and feelings? We hope to cover many film releases, talk about movies we have seen and look forward to seeing.
We'll even bring deep dives and possibly even some trivia.
Oh, that'll be interesting. Well, Kev, why don't you tell us about yourself and where your love of movies came from?
Well, my main love for movies actually came from, well, just what everyone else does, you know, coming back from being just young and all that. But most of the time I saw my movies on TV. Like when I was really young, from what I remember, it was just VHS tape days.
Yeah.
And getting all the Disney, my mom used to buy me all the Disney movies.
That's the best.
And all that. You know? Yeah. Like the old one with the plasticky.
Yeah,
that. And, but my earliest cinema experience, in all honesty, was, I believe it was Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
That. And, one of the Star Wars, I think it was episode one.
Wow.
Star Wars, episode one of the Phantom Menace.
Phantom Menace.
Yeah, that's
wow.
Right. Yeah. I saw that in movies. And, other than that, can't remember too much early day, but coming here to Australia, because I am American, the biggest one I seen, my first time at Gold Class, was Iron Man.
Iron Man. What a movie that would have been.
And that what got me sucked into the Gold Class experience itself. Like, I was amazing. That was it. Like, really, I've been going back every now and then. But overall, it's just, but with that as well, growing up, like, I grew up on the classics, man. Like, RoboCop.
Oh, yeah, now you're talking.
Yes, RoboCop, Predator.
Yeah.
Even some B-grade movies like,
Get to the Chopper. Yeah.
That's right. And yeah, it's really interesting. But, and also what I've experienced as well is also the movie experiences.
Yeah.
Like, I remember going to the Jurassic World, one in the Melbourne museum.
Yes.
The expedition, that's what I was trying to get.
Yeah,
that was amazing, that was fun.
Yeah.
And also, I'm a huge Jurassic Park fan.
Yeah.
Amazingly addicted to that.
What's your favorite Jurassic Park film?
Mine.
Yeah, now I'm making you think.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you want to go down to, like, the tiers or whatever, but the OG is still one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And, actually, no. Sorry. It is, the OG is fantastic, but The Lost World is actually my top of all of them.
You got a Jeff Goldblum crush, right?
Yeah. I do, actually, I think. I don't know why. It's just, I think it was more, it's just more in depth, I felt.
Yeah.
In a way. Like, besides the other stuff, but we'll get into that later.
Well, see, it was unexpected, too, if you think about it. Because, you know, especially at the start of the movie where it grabs you, you know, and that sunny background is suddenly a billboard. And he's in the, gets you.
But going back, most of my actual genres are basically sci-fi.
Yeah.
Bit of fantasy. I don't mind war films.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty pretty up there with me. I pretty get it. I like watching good old war film, you know.
Nice.
And all that. But on that action-y sort of, like, mm-hmm. I like action. Of course I like action, but more sci-fi. Mm-hmm. I more love sci-fi. That's pretty much me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but no, I love film, and I'm just, it's fun to be able to do something like this and try to deep dive more into the movie mm-hmm. experience.
And what do movies do for you? Like, what do they do? How do they help you with your day-to-day life? And like, what has it made you feel growing up? And
oh, good. It's basically just an escape.
Yeah.
You know, growing up, I wasn't very, lived in a poorish sort of neighborhood and yeah. stuff like that. So we didn't know nothing bad, but it was just, we didn't really get to do too much, and movies was the escape, you know?
Yeah.
So I watched movies over and over and over. That's the same best. Ones, same
yeah.
ones.
Yeah.
I still do to this day. Mm-hmm. Like, if it's a movie that I really latch onto,
yeah,
I'll watch it multiple times.
Yeah, to the point where you can say the lines in your head.
That's
and,
right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. No, so, awesome.
No, it's pretty much what, yeah, me about my love and all that sort of stuff.
That's really awesome, man.
And I want to experience more different experiences with film. Like, I actually yeah. want to go to theatre. Like, I want to try yeah. and go to, like, musicals and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I never experienced that. So
you've never been to a musical ever?
Does Disney on Ice count?
Yes. You know what? Disney on Ice is good. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, then yes, I have.
Yeah, that's good. It's good.
Well, then yes, I've been to a Disney
on Ice. A live experience is really something. Yeah.
And speaking of which, I'm going to Disney on Ice this year as well.
Me too.
Okay.
Well, there you go. The more you know.
We'll have to talk about that later.
Yeah, for sure. There you go. No, that's awesome.
But, yeah, so, Anthony, what about you, mate?
Well, you know, my love of movies came real young. Spending time with my grandmother, we used to have to stay at her place, and she always had the old VHSs of really old movies. And I'm talking old musicals, old style movies that came out in, the 70s, the 80s, and so, like, I was raised on old movies, old music, and, like, I would love watching the black and white Three Stooges.
Okay.
So many different old-type movies, like, and I could recall a lot of them, especially, like, because the old cartoons, like, loved Looney Tunes growing up, loved, you know, yeah, as I said, the Three Stooges, loved the old comedies, and I adapted to that and formed a really great love of the diverse nature of films. Then I'd stay at my dad's and I couldn't sleep. I was notorious for just getting up in the middle of the night, and I'd be intrigued with my dad's video collection. And I'd pull out all the tapes, so I'd remember pulling them out of the covers. Oh, what's this one? I'm going to try this one. And really, like, I love discovering Police Academy movies and, just as you said before, RoboCop and, yes. Short Circuit. I mean, Johnny Five. I mean,
there you go.
He's alive. And there, it's a bit of comedy and... Yeah, and then, like, tapping into dark movies, like horror. I mean, the original Halloween, Nightmare on Elm Street. I mean, like, now, like, going all kinds of movies. And see, as you said before, movies are such an escape. Mm. And I, too, I mean, I was a handful when I was young. You just ask my mum. I was a real nightmare, but what I sometimes do, I'd leave the house, even as a kid, on my 13th birthday, I remember I left the house, took some money, went to the cinemas, and I was there all day. And so, yeah, for me, I was always getting into things, but I always loved going to the movies, and I remember going to see Titanic when that came out in 1997. I think probably, at least 20 times. And that's a 3-hour movie.
Oh, yeah.
So it's right up there.
Two VHSs.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
Oh, don't worry. I was at the video store. We had Blockbuster here and got the special edition Titanic. And yeah, but now you're talking. But yeah, movies were a great solace for me. And when you don't have much and not a lot of friends, and yeah, like sometimes it's just nice to close the world out, put on a good movie. And like you said, watching a movie again and again to the point where you can picture it in your head and you can hear the lines. And it also made me appreciate the music in the films. And I'll lose myself sometimes just listening to movie themes and soundtracks, and it's just the best. And I call that my happy place.
Well, oh, it's awesome, man. I was just thinking, like, when you were a kid, what genres did you follow first? Like, for me, with genres, I was always, like, action and funny. I used to like a lot more funny stuff. You know, as kids, you like funny stuff. But then I slowly transitioned into horror.
Yep.
Like, when I think I was, going back now. I think I was 9, something like that. My brother wanted to watch It.
Oh my God, this is crazy. It's funny you just said that. I was literally thinking to myself.
I was petrified.
Wow.
I never finished it.
The miniseries with Tim Curry.
No, not miniseries, it was the movie.
Yeah, Oh,
okay.
Like, it's funny you said It.
Yeah.
Because one of my earliest memories is being at home. We were being babysat, and there was a TV in my mum's room, and It was on TV. And I just remember, here, Georgie, you know, and Tim Curry.
I was petrified, man.
Yeah, and it's just, oh, that's crazy.
I was petrified of it. And then it was really funny. When I was 20, I actually watched it.
Yeah.
I'm like, that was funny.
Wow.
So, but that was me. Like, I never really got into horror until, like, what? I don't know, until the 20s, yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm still dabbling into it now.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
But I stick to the sci-fi, man. I've always loved sci-fi.
Yeah, big Star Wars fan here.
Yeah, I love Star Wars and that. But not just Star Wars, but just like one that threw me off when I was a kid. I think I was like 13. I watched Pitch Black.
Yeah. Right. You know, I've never seen that.
You ever seen Pitch Black?
Never.
Introduction of Riddick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Vin Diesel. Yeah. I haven't seen the whole thing, but
Pitchback was interesting to me.
Yeah.
It was something different. Like, it was because when you if you ever watch Pitch Black, the whatever planet they crash on, they have separate suns, and they're all different colors.
Yeah.
So when you're watching the film, all of a sudden you see the whole film's blue.
So is Pitch Black the Chronicles of Riddick, or is the Chronicles of Riddick the sequel?
It's the sequel.
The sequel.
Pitch Black is like it's. Oh, actually, no. That's a. I don't know if it's a prequel or sequel.
It's in the same. Yeah.
It's the same universe.
Okay.
Because, but with Pitch Black, you're introduced to Riddick.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You know, he's just a murderer. You know, he's a.
Yeah.
That's what they say he is, and stuff like that. But in that movie, the way they filmed it though was really cool, because like I thought something was wrong with my TV.
Yep.
Because I'm like, why is it so blue?
Yeah.
Like, why is it always blue? And then it goes to red. I'm like, why is it all red?
There's no
contrast. It's like, why is it just blue, red? But then I realized after when I watched it several more times, I'm like, oh, it's the sun.
Yeah.
That's the sun glare.
It's funny you mentioned color, because I thought that when I watched Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
It's red, very red.
Yes.
And being on Mars.
Yeah.
So get your ass to Mars. You know, I mean, like,
those were the movies,
yeah.
Man. Those were the movies.
They probably couldn't make a lot of those movies now. I mean, they remade Total Recall, but it's got nothing on Arnie. You heard it here, folks. Arnie's the best.
He is. I can't beat him.
Yeah, but like you said, you know, like going through different genres, sci-fi, like it's a very, very, very healthy love of different genres. Doesn't matter what it is. I just love movies.
Yeah.
And I think that you tapped into something there. There's going to be movies that both of us haven't seen.
No.
So we're going to have to challenge each other to watch some movies.
Oh, we will, because I've got some. I don't know. I reckon I think you've seen most of the ones I've probably seen.
Mm.
The earlier ones you would have seen most of those probably. Probably one you probably haven't, if I can remember the name. I think it was just called Python. Don't tell me who was in it, because I have no idea. I was a kid when I watched it. It was a B-grade movie.
What about Flight of the Navigator?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Seen that?
That was
the Python.
I can't remember too much of that. I visually can remember Flight of the Navigator. But I can't remember too much.
Yeah, I mean, it was on TV recently. I'm like, wow, I haven't seen that in years. But, like, yeah, like, there you go. It's a great example of, like, we've both got diverse love of movies. And you being American, you know, and me being Australian, like, the way we've both been introduced to movies and what it's done to us is very different. So, yeah, that's something I'm looking forward to discovering more about over time with this. You know, it's really, really looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah, and I'm looking forward to just, in general, just trying out different genres and different sort of movies that I'm not usually into watching.
We have to challenge each other.
Yeah, but, like, with certain movies, like, with comedy movies these days, I just can't.
Take something to really grab you.
That's right, like... Back in the day, though, like early 2000s, those were the killer ones.
Well, see, like you couldn't make an Austin Powers movie now.
No, come think of it, probably not.
Probably not. I mean, because
everything the way they did it. No.
Not the way they did it. I mean, they got away with murder back then.
Yes.
I mean, even earlier.
A good example of Beetlejuice.
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
Like with Beetlejuice 1, that back in the day was like. The comedy there was very, you know...
Classic Tim Burton.
It was good slapstick, but it's also like, you can't do that now.
Yeah, I mean, Beetlejuice 2 took decades to come out or to be made.
But did you think it hit the same sort of humour?
You know what, I really think that Michael Keaton tapped back into that role well.
Yes.
But nothing beats the original.
No. They
Unless it's Terminator 2. But then now we've really got a conversation. But Michael Keaton... Yeah, you know, I think he did really well going back into that world. And they, as I just told you today, they're making another movie.
I know, you just told me. I was like, okay. I was guessing.
It must have been very successful when it came out.
Oh, yeah.
To merit another movie. And I think if Michael Keaton's willing to come back, I mean, you're guaranteed to go well.
Oh, yeah.
But if Tim Burton's directing as well, the writing's going to be brilliant because he's not going to direct a trash movie. And so the formula, if the recipe's correct, it should be good.
Yeah.
And we'll be there.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. We will be there. I'll be intrigued. Don't you worry.
Yeah.
Don't you worry.
No, that's awesome.
But it's good to see where we both come from and what we want to, like what we look forward to and stuff like.
Movies are a great therapy, Kev.
It can be. They can be for many.
Yeah, definitely in my happy place. So, with that being said, what will our first movie review be, Kev? Well, stay tuned and join us next time on Two Guys, One Reel podcast.